Okay, ready? Good evening. It is October 7th, 2020. In compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building, distributed to the Hunterdon Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Would you all please rise for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence in honor of our servicemen and women, our police, and our first responders.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First item of business, presentation of minutes from the regular and executive session minute meetings of August 19th, 2020. Has the committee had a chance to review? Are there any comments or a motion to approve?
You want both executive and regular?
Unless there are comments on one or the other, we could take them both.
If there's no comments, I'll make a motion to approve both the executive and the regular meeting minutes for August 19th, 2020.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And then the regular and executive session minutes from September 16th, 2020. If anyone would like to take them separately or if there are any comments, please let me know. Otherwise, if there's a motion to adopt the minutes.
I'll make a motion to adopt the minutes for the regular meeting and the executive session meeting for September 16th, 2020.
Is there a second?
Second.
And roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay.
I don't know, maybe I better read them again. what do you guys do to me this time?
Next is public comment, limited to agenda items only, reminding the public that this meeting is recorded. We post it on the Township website promptly, and you may need to press star 6 to unmute yourself, but I don't actually think you'll need to. Just unmute your own phone. Is there a motion to open to public comment limited to agenda items only?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if any member of the public would like to make a comment on the agenda items, please identify yourself, the road you live on, and the floor would be yours. Hearing no one, and we didn't mute the system, so I think you wouldn't have to hit star 6, but if you did hit star 6, you might have to hit star 6 a second time. Hearing no comments from the public, is there a motion to close public comment?
Motion to close.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. So then the first resolution on the agenda is Resolution 69-2020, resolution authorizing the use of the public rights of way by Planet Networks Incorporated. The township was approached by Planet Networks. The backup information that they've supplied to us is that they are a fiber optic company looking to string fiber onto the existing poles, most of which are owned by either JCP&L or Century Telecom. They may also, on occasion, insert a pole or two. Our legal counsel advises us that their legal claims are correct, that we don't have the ability to prevent them from running fiber on the existing facilities. We do, however, have the right to claim any actual costs that may be incurred from this, and that's reflected in the resolution before us. It's not a franchise situation like Comcast or anything. It's also not a situation where they know, I don't believe they even know if they're coming into our town. They're looking from their accompanying information. They're looking to get county approval to go in our county, and they need all the municipalities to have adopted this resolution, which is basically required by federal law that we grant them this. Any discussion from the committee?
So this is something that would not necessarily follow the power lines, but the phone lines?
It's the next line down from the phone line. But on the existing the existing poles.
Right. Yeah. That's where we seem to have an issue, it seems, with trees and branches growing into the...
The next one's down, yeah.
Those phone lines.
Yeah. You raise a good question. I assume they have to maintain their own wire if it's running next to the phone wire and the... Or have a contract with Century Telecom.
Doesn't seem to be happening.
No.
Anywhere I drive around.
No.
You know, they get the power lines.
Yeah,
because
that's
seem
a safety
to
issue.
The phone lines. When they go away from that power line,
the next
they're
one
abandoned
down.
Almost, it looks like. That was my only comment.
Yeah, I was wondering if, you know, it was too late for me to check into it, but are there any specs on the equipment? I mean, it's going to go on a pole, I'm assuming. It's not a box on the ground. It's
on existing poles.
It can't be too big, and they said in the article that they, or the letter that they wrote, that it wasn't going to be. They're aware of people with not wanting to see obtrusive-looking things, so I'm just taking their word on it.
I did ask the township attorney if he's ever involved with engineering review, as we were looking to see what kind of expenses we might have. He's not aware in his, you'll hear later, in his 24 years with the township, he's never had to review utility line installations.
The engineer.
The engineer. So...
Right. Did Verizon ever?
They never installed.
They never did that work.
I was gonna say, at least the bridges.
They did in Tewksbury, but not here.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of that stuff, at least from my understanding, is we have no authority whatsoever.
That's what they make it clear.
Yeah.
None.
It's an exemption issue.
Right.
We can comment all we want, but
more of a courtesy. It's more of a courtesy than it.
Right.
It speeds it up for them a little. It gives us the extended protection we can demand.
Mm-hmm. Although we were able to make some exceptions by pushing Verizon to, like, if it was going to be that box that time, was going to be right on somebody's property, that maybe they would talk to the resident and send a letter, and they could try to work it 15 feet one way or the other. So we
did they ever do anything?
I don't think they've done anything yet.
They've never installed
it. But now it's good for them because at least the bridge is open.
Okay. Resolution 69-2020. Any comments? More comments or a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve resolution number 69-2020, authorizing the use of public rights of way by Planet Networks, Inc.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And the next is a resolution 70-2020, resolution authorizing the execution of a shared services agreement between the Township of Lebanon and the Lebanon Township Board of Education. You may recall a couple of meetings ago, this committee approved renewing the agreement that's been in place for another number of years now, and we did increase the cost terms for that. The school board reviewed it, and their board approved it with the insurance requirement included. Our attorney and our insurance company, our administrator, reviewed that with our insurance company. We're fine with the insurance, but because in some cases they use equipment that belongs to the township, we've been asked by the insurance company and attorney to include an indemnification provision by the school since we don't control their employees. So the version you have in front of you includes an insurance requirement from the school and an indemnification that we're putting back to the school. So if we approve this, it will then go to the school board for approval at a future meeting by them. Any discussion anybody would like to have? Is there a motion for resolution 70-2020?
I do have a question. What is the loaning of equipment cover?
Anything from sometimes we leave a truck with a snowplow that they actually operate. That's the main.
They actually operate.
They actually drive for. So we're not paying our DPW people. It's an excess truck that we have access to, but we leave it parked there for their parking lot.
That's why our insurance carrier basically insisted that they indemnify us for that.
Yeah, I would think so, sure. Because mm-hmm. not only for our equipment, but in case that something. Person gets injured,
right?
We haven't trained them or schooled them or,
exactly. that's
or anything.
That's we did receive that in right. We received the certificate of additional insurance. Naming
insurance.
Any other discussion? Or is there a motion?
Make a motion to adopt resolution number 70-2020 authorizing the execution of a shared service agreement between Township of Lebanon and the Township and Lebanon Township Board of Education.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Takes us to old business. Just one update before we go on the agenda item. Yesterday, the county freeholder director convened a conference call with all the mayors in the county and the Board of Health. They wanted to advise us all that the county is seeing an increase in COVID cases over the last few weeks. They're tying this to not only the schools returning, but some long-term care facilities have seen a little bit more and some increase in social gatherings, particularly sporting events. They don't really split those out. We're at about one-third of the peak that we saw in March, April in terms of number of cases. Like much of the nation is seeing, we're seeing lower hospitalization and serious illness even on those one-third of cases. But because the trend is going the wrong way, because we've got a slightly greater than one infection rate, so mm-hmm. when one person gets it, more than one additional person is getting it for the time being, they would like us all to advise any members of the public that we can reach to keep being very vigilant on this. They do publish, as you probably know by now, the town-by-town case number. Lebanon Township over the past 2 weeks has jumped from about 26 to 34, was the last number that I saw a day or so ago. So it's around.
Are those people COVID. Individuals quarantined, or does that number doesn't reflect that?
The 34, that's the number of cases in Lebanon Township since they first started in February, but I would say there have been six or so in the last 2 weeks. Well, we don't know if that's, you know, four in one household, if that's spread right. around. They don't give us any details on that, but they do contact trace and quarantine the people who have met that. So that's the COVID update. So next we have, under old business, titled follow-up request to the Anti-Racism Coalition of North Hunterdon. All of the committee members received a invitation from the Anti-Racism Coalition of North Hunterdon as a follow-up to business that we discussed a meeting or two ago when they asked us to consider some modifications to our resolution supporting individual rights. And they've now invited the committee to a meeting with them to discuss this topic in more detail. And as we know, all five of us can't join their meeting because of Open Public Meeting Act issues. So I am proposing that we set up a subcommittee to participate, report back to this committee in open public meetings. The topic doesn't fall into any particular liaison position, so I'm going to propose that we have it at the leadership of the committee that the mayor and deputy mayor participate as a subcommittee for that invitation.
I already responded that I'm going to be going to that meeting on Saturday, and I don't understand why we can't put a notice in the paper. Why can't more than two of us attend that meeting?
Well, first of all, it's not. We couldn't invite the public to their meeting without their permission. So we could negotiate that with them, ask if they'd like to have it as an open public meeting. But we can't make their public meeting.
You sent them a letter and said that to them. So did you get a response back?
I've not gotten a response. I didn't ask for a response, and I have not gotten a response. I would tell you if I got a response. But there's been no response.
I mean, is it unlawful for me to go if we put a notice in the paper?
Unlawful?
Yes.
If we put a notice in? Well, let me just say that if we're going to attend in a quorum, three or more, mm-hmm. we do have to notice.
Well, then that's what I want to do.
But that's what we have to invite the general public to their meeting.
Well, so fine. Did they say they didn't respond that we weren't going to do that?
When is their meeting? Is there time
Saturday.
To notice? They invite us to Saturday. First of all, I'm not.
It's a phone call, a learning session. I don't think it didn't strike me as an interactive session as much as it's a learning.
But there wouldn't be time to notice properly, would there be?
I'm not entirely sure if there's time to notice, especially once
hours, right?
We don't have the information today to notice.
Well, I think the thing is that to back up
well,
is that
Mark.
Is that carried?
To mute conference participants, press 1. To mute conference participants in lecture mode, press 2. To unmute conference participants, press 3.
The notice would obviously connote that or state.
To mute conference participants, press 1. All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
The point of the notice is to designate it as a public meeting. There's a discussion. I would take it that there's been a request for action of this body, and that this meeting would be to discuss that.
They asked any individual member of the committee that wants to attend this learning session can dial into this meeting.
Right. The organization has sought action from the committee. I'm just saying, to go and interact regarding that is clearly a public meeting. It's not for me to say whether they can or need to allow the public attend their meeting of their group.
And that's what I'm just thinking as I'm hearing this. I mean, the solution that we could control is we could convene a special meeting, invite the public to a special meeting on this topic. I just don't think we can take over their meeting.
So whatever happens, just let me know. I'm going. I'm.
Let you know what?
If there's a problem with me attending that phone call,
the problem,
on Saturday,
I'm not trying to be evasive. If there's an intent to send a prior more than two people of this governing body to attend that meeting, we would have to notice it as a public meeting, and they have to be aware of that. That's what I'm saying is, I don't have any direct contact to tell, or I haven't had any information from them, so that they're aware of the ramifications of that. We can control how a meeting is conducted when we schedule, and it's quote our meeting. This isn't our meeting, but the attendance of three or more members of the elected body make it a public meeting. So if it's the intent, if there's an intent of three people, the answer to your question is yes, we must notice it.
Well, if there's an intent of the committee to have two people as a subcommittee attend, and what I'm hearing is Ms. Kohler is going to say she's not going to abide by the intent of this committee, is that a problem for the committee? I mean, we're taking every action we can to follow the
problem for me, law. I guess. When I say me, it's a problem. If you, the question's been posed to me, whether or not the intent of three to attend triggers the notice provision.
That's obvious.
And
we all know that.
Yes.
We all know that.
If you're asking me what the result is of that intent,
Ms. Kohler knows that. Last year when Mark and I tried to have an information session with two of us to the public, she said she wanted to attend, knowing full well that that would shut down the meeting, and it did. It stopped the meeting because we knew there would be a third there. So I guess what she's saying is if we appoint a subcommittee, she's going to join that call and force us to hang up and stop our participation.
If it's not noticed.
If it's, right, well, I mean, it won't be noticed by Saturday, we're hearing. I mean, we don't know the numbers. It's not in our court.
I have the dial-in numbers. I have them.
Well, I'm not taking any action to open their meeting to the public without their acceptance.
Well, maybe they're on the phone. Maybe they will accept it. The alternative is to tell them to have a separate meeting. I don't see why.
No, I'm saying we would have it.
Have a separate meeting here.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I just said. That's what I just
said. Go to that meeting on Saturday and block me out.
Ms. Kohler, I'm telling you that's what I just proposed. We could host a separate meeting on this topic.
And would you still go on Saturday?
We could or couldn't. We could agree that no one goes on Saturday because we're going to host a separate meeting. Or we could agree that a subcommittee goes on Saturday. Attends virtually on Saturday, and we hold a special meeting. I mean, the way a committee works is that we all agree to divide and to follow the rules. And what I'm hearing is that you're refusing to follow rules. This puts us in a difficult position.
Do you want me to read their letter? Their letter does not talk about the committee. It talks about any individual member of the committee that would
it
like
says
to come
we
and learn.
It does not say that.
Yes, you want me
it,
to?
It does.
It says
it does say that,
but
we're
inviting
not.
Everybody from the committee. They
it
can't
doesn't
do
say
that.
It like that, Mark. Read what it says.
But what's your point?
My point is I'm going to the meeting on Saturday. Figure
no,
it
no,
out.
No, that's...
Now, the way I always understood it
as
was,
such, we would like to invite any member of the committee to join.
Any member. Not
but they can't
member,
do that because
member.
They don't understand that we can't do that.
They probably
and we have
aware.
To be the people to be
recognized. What is the difference between
member,
that
we went through diversity training.
Going down to Atlantic City when five of us are there.
As the attorney said,
the organization has proposed that this governing body take action on a particular topic and wants to discuss that. The public has... It's an issue of public concern that was under consideration by this committee.
Okay, so I'm going to the meeting on Saturday, so figure it out.
Well, I don't need to figure it out. It needs to be
you're going.
It needs to be
put
noticed.
Put a notice in the paper.
Okay.
Put a notice in the paper.
We hear what you're saying. I would propose a subcommittee consisting of the mayor and deputy mayor to officially represent this committee. Would someone care to make that motion?
You just want to box me out. I was one of the first people that responded to that notice. And then you put a letter
together. But you can't... It's a committee decision.
The mayor put a letter together without my even seeing it, talking for every person on this committee. That's not right. They can't speak for me. You can speak for yourself. You can't speak for me.
I have one thing
to offer.
One thing. We have responded to this group as a committee. There was yes, we have. There was a letter penned by the mayor that we agreed was the proper thing to send.
Separate situation.
Why is it
that
a separate
situation? That was the first letter to their first letter. This is a class that they're giving.
So what I'm saying is we have stood by our resolution that we do annually every year. This committee as a group voted for that resolution. So the concern I would have is... If I choose not to attend, which is my choice, and you choose to attend, will you be guided by the committee and what we said as a group and voted unanimously on? Or are these your own independent feelings, separate from the committee? And how do you separate that? If you can follow where I'm going at with this.
I feel, as a member of the governing body,
okay.
You need to listen to diverse opinions. This was not positioned as a question-answer session. This is positioned as a learning session. I don't even have to speak on this session.
Okay.
I can stay on that call and not say two words. I don't want to be told I can't go to that meeting because he doesn't want us to go to that meeting.
Okay.
If
it's a learning session and you're not going to offer any comment, I mean, what
at
harm?
At the time, maybe at the time. How do you know how it's being run?
You just said it was an informational type thing. And that's what I gathered. And I said, no, there's no way this is going to be an informational thing. Certainly, they're going to want to know your position.
And I don't have to give it at that point. I
you
can
don't?
Walk away and
you
take
don't?
It in and internalize it.
All I'm going to leave you with is we all voted on the same letter that went out.
The first letter, not the second letter that he wrote.
Well, the
Matt,
second
I
letter
guess.
Produced facts.
Well, speaking for me, which you can't do.
Let me jump in before I forget what I want to say. I wouldn't want the subcommittee speaking on behalf either of the township committee.
Right.
On a sensitive topic.
And that's why the subcommittee is less than a quorum, because
we're all elected officials. If we choose to be somewhere and request notice to be somewhere, I think we have that right.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. If we request notice.
You are not the king of Lebanon
she
Township.
She just asked to be noticed. The clerk is on the line.
Ms. Kohler. Would you like us to adjourn for a moment? Ms. Kohler's leaving the room.
I'll be right back.
Ms. Kohler just left the room.
We'll call that point of privilege.
I choose not to.
Is there time to even notice this?
Let's wait. Let's wait till Ms. Kohler returns. First, I'd just like to clarify, Ms. Kohler is referring to a second letter that I'm the king and I wrote something. As mayor, when I saw a potential inadvertent violation of an Open Public Meeting Act, I first consulted with the clerk, I consulted with the attorney, I said, can this be solved so everyone can attend? And I was told if there is more than two, if there's a quorum of the committee, we cannot attend. I sent an informational response back to the invitation to the Anti-Racism Coalition of North Hunterdon to say we will put this on our agenda to organize ourselves because we can't all just go. Now, if anyone wants to say that the Open Public Meeting Act doesn't apply, that's a different argument. That's a different discussion. I haven't been told that. But there's no one speaking on behalf of individual committee members except to say that we're going to follow the Open Public Meeting Act.
No, you responded and said that we need to look into this further because if they want to have an open public meeting, maybe they would choose not to do it that way. And I wrote back to you saying you can't speak to about me. I'm attending.
Yeah, you said you're attending. You resent that I sent that note.
We had enough time to notice it. It was September, whatever it was, September 29th. We had enough time to notice it. Never heard a thing. I got the information for the meeting. I have the dial-in number. And a thank you for wanting to attend.
I didn't receive a reply. To the best of my knowledge, I have not received a reply.
All I'm saying is, forget everything else. You can't speak for me.
There were five
people on this committee.
I don't believe I did. So.
Don't shake your head, Mark. You think
I can shake my head. You rolled your eyes last time at every person that wanted to speak.
He just rolled his eyes as I walked out of the room.
You know, Bev, we're trying to follow the rules that are set here. And
what rules?
The Open Public Meeting Act
rules. The ones you like to break.
Your contract's getting ready to be renewed, but
what is that supposed to mean? Why do you have to attack me personally like that?
Because can he speak for me?
I answered your question with regard to the Open Public Meetings Act. Can he speak for you? Again, the answer is that every member of this governing body has certain obligations by holding office. And one of them is to comply with the Open Public Meetings Act.
Thank you. So
and
we put a notice
that's
on paper.
That is something that needs to be done in cooperation. That three people can't individually decide to go and violate the act or say my decision is solely my decision if it results in a violation of the act. Therefore, the cure to violating
that.
The act is to notice the meeting.
I
don't know what more I can say.
Well, that's what I said. Let's notice the meeting. That's what I said. I said it on the 29th. I responded back. This isn't a barrier because we have plenty of time to notice the meeting. That's all somebody had to say was, okay, Bev, we'll do that. Since you want to come and we want to maybe a couple of other, five of us, maybe three of us, we don't know which ones. Let's just put it on
the paper. I've never had.
$25.
Okay.
But not now, our meeting.
It's not our meeting, right? I would
it's
say
not our meeting. It's their meeting.
Yeah.
They get to make that decision, and we didn't have a committee meeting between then and now. This is the
they
first.
They need us to make that decision.
Yes, they
don't need us to make that decision. What if they want? If they want to cancel the meeting, that's fine. All I'm saying is, I am going to that meeting on Saturday. If that meeting is on, I will be there. I have the dial-in. I will be
and
there.
And if it hasn't been noticed and three of you attend, it will be a violation of the act.
Well, do we notice it or not?
If we can, is there time enough to notice? But I think the point is that it is also a decision by the entity as to whether or not they want their meeting. Because when we notice it, that opens that meeting to the public. It doesn't just mean that the five of you can all attend. It makes it a public meeting.
I understand. Meeting.
I have a
but
question.
But there's repercussions of that. We're in the middle of COVID-19.
They then have
to open up their meeting to met people who are not members of their group.
So
they may you're right. They may
want to have more members.
That may be true.
Maybe.
That may be true.
So, I don't know why
so
it didn't
would we
didn't
have
get
to notice the call-in number, the date,
yes.
the time?
Okay. Yes, we
did.
We have to publish.
I'll send it to Karen right now.
Well, I can't make that decision.
I don't
think you can make that decision.
If that's the case, nobody should go to the meeting. I agree with Brian. It shouldn't be two
then
people.
Fine. I have no problem with none of us go. We go back to them and we have another meeting.
Yeah. If they say we're on board, I'm not saying they will or will not. I'm not predicting that. I'm just saying that's not my decision or the committee's decision. If they say, like you said, the more the merrier, or you know, we welcome all opinions. That and you can publish it and make it known. That's fine. Then all five of the elected officials can attend, and outside people can also participate. I apologize for saying ten participate in the meeting. If that's fine with them, I'm just saying it's not for us to dictate to a private organization that they have to be bound by those rules. They could say, fine, we choose not to, we'll invite you, we'll do this, we'll come here, whatever. I don't know what their response will be. But if three or more of the elected officials are going to participate on a subject that has been sought for action, we need to notice the meeting.
Do we know one way or the other if this is particularly targeting us or what their request of this?
No, it's to educate us as
just us. But I mean, is it others?
Well, I don't know. We don't know their full invitation list. That's right. Another reason we didn't publish it. I would also note in my experience, and I look to the clerk, that we only set up special meetings at a meeting. I don't believe we could have last Friday, last Saturday, said, hey, let's just put in the newspaper a special meeting and all go. At a meeting, we set a special meeting. So I don't even think, I mean, maybe there's enough time between tonight and Saturday to do it, but I think the better solution is that we decline the invitation because of Open Public Meeting Act restrictions. We don't put pressure on them to open their meeting, but like, we invite them to a special meeting of ours.
Yeah, like that's what I'm leading towards.
Yeah,
postponement,
exactly.
Maybe.
Yeah. And that's what I'm wanting
with that. Right. But I don't think because Bev wants to go, I should be restricted to go.
No. I think
we should all have that opportunity.
You went wrong with saying you wanted to be the two leaders here. We're all leaders on this.
But it's a subcommittee.
It's always the subcommittee.
Oh my God.
Okay.
You know,
so
I mean, it's.
Does anyone have a date that they would like to propose that we offer back to this group, that we convene a special meeting that they participate in?
I would like to find out first if they're going to cancel the invitation to us on Saturday, because I don't want to find out, and I will, that somebody went and I didn't go.
I guarantee you
I won't go.
Well, I know you won't.
I'm with Tom.
Tom and Brian aren't.
Yeah, you're the only person I don't trust.
Yeah, I think if we all agree that we're not attending.
Are they on the phone? Any of them on the phone?
I heard one or two identify
maybe,
themselves. But
maybe we can wait and see if they want to say something.
So, you know, we could pick a date and see if it works for them, or we could now engage with them, say, we have to decline the invitation, we work out a time that works for them, and at our next meeting we propose a special meeting that we can join. Otherwise, we're kind of throwing a dart and seeing if it works. That's what I'm asking. Does anybody have a date that we would like to propose to them, or should we now engage with them to say what date works for them? It would have to be after our next meeting. We'll find out exactly from Karen what our notice requirements are and set up a meeting, whether it's October 24th, October 28th, October 31st, whatever date works for everyone.
See, and that's all you had to say in the beginning. That's all you had to say. I'm going to have the leadership team attend this meeting as a subcommittee.
I didn't anticipate.
Why don't we? Because you never responded to my email. Well, you know, why didn't you just
the
say
the one where you said you resent that I enforce the Open Public Meeting Act?
No, you didn't say that.
That's what you said.
I said I resent the mayor speaking on my behalf.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
We all can speak ourselves as individuals. Even when you go on Facebook, you have to say I am speaking for myself, not for the committee.
Right. But you decided to respond to them and say you're going without talking to anybody else.
It doesn't matter. I have a right to do that. When we're invited
as a committee.
We were not invited as a committee. It said
committee.
Any person on the committee who
right.
would like
to. So they invited the committee.
No.
We were invited as individuals, but all of us should have known that there's
that's
an open public
right.
meeting.
We're all invited as a committee.
So could I ask
four of us, this special meeting,
is this going to be a meeting that's audio, visual? It's not going to be in one building.
No, I think it would be. I assume it'd be a virtual Zoom meeting with
from this
dial in or video.
Own, I don't know how Zoom really.
Yeah,
works.
We can. You could do it from your own location.
You could do it from phone.
This phone right here.
You could do it from phone.
Yeah. With video, without video. I mean, if we invite them to our meeting, we'll set it up to work that way.
Okay.
So,
Bev, would a special meeting work?
As long as you two don't go, or one of you does not go on Saturday. If they hold that meeting on Saturday,
Okay, so
and
we're,
I find out that one of you two were there.
Oh my God.
What about
oh my God.
What about Brian and
so the committee is going to decline. Now
we can't get notice in quickly enough. I don't know.
Well, I did give people plenty of time.
I'm just saying
no, we
I'm
didn't have
a tonight, Bev. I'm not saying that.
Okay, so we will ask for dates from the group that would work. We'll ask our clerk to coordinate dates with this committee, and we will, at our next meeting, set up a special meeting workshop with the Anti-Racism Coalition of North Hunterdon for their education presentation to us.
I'm sorry, I missed
that. Do you think we need a motion for that, or... I mean, I think that would satisfy Bev's concern that we put our hand on a Bible.
Well, that's
and swear
I think for that reason,
yeah,
it's clear that it's that everybody is trying to be bound in both directions by this, which means they're not going to do what Ms. Kohler has indicated regarding breaking off on Saturday.
No one's going to break off.
That in lieu of that, there will be what the mayor has indicated, the scheduling of a special meeting through coordinated by the clerk, and that so that this governing body is as a group, saying back to the organization, we cannot attend Saturday for you with the details of the Public Meetings Act. However, in lieu of, we're going to schedule a meeting. The clerk will contact you.
I'll make sure I'm mowing the lawn outside at that time so I can't be
accused. Don't ever speak for me again.
Is there a motion on that, to that effect?
What everyone said, so moved, if we understand what the motion is, to have a special meeting. Call and find out about a special meeting, and no one from this committee will join in on the meeting scheduled for this Saturday the
10th. In the morning.
We all agree to that?
And that the group will be noticed of such between
they will be noticed.
And tomorrow, at sometime tomorrow, that the members will not be attending, but in lieu of a special meeting will be scheduled.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Any other old business anyone would like to bring up?
Yes. You had mentioned a few meetings ago about trees, maybe.
Oh, yeah. The JCP&L. When I went
was
back.
That JCP&L?
That was JCP&L, oh, okay. And he had asked about getting a position from us on more aggressive tree cutting. Mm-hmm. When I went back to him, he said that was actually for a very specific meeting, but he expects in the next months we would get a resolution more formally from them to endorse that, so there's no further action yet.
It'll really be stuff in conjunction with targeting power lines, kind of.
And what he explained by more aggressive tree cutting wasn't to go further off existing roads, but to go further out from substations. As I recall now, if I remember the jargon, they go to the first switching device, and they want to go to this, which is like a mile from the substation. They'd want to go like a mile and a half out to the second devices, but. They said I asked him about that. They can't go further into people's yards.
No.
He said but they do.
Anything we can get.
If they say, he said if they do see a tree off the right of way that's in danger, they will contact the property owner.
Okay.
Yeah. To get permission to go further.
But they need permission to go off the right of ways.
They've done a lot of work, I'll tell you what. So yeah. We're definitely moving forward. Imagine that one storm. If all those ash trees hadn't been taken down ahead of time, we would have really been out of power for a while, I think.
Yeah.
Man, we're losing them like crazy right now.
Yeah.
On our farm, they're
the
just all over.
Cool.
Yeah.
That was all.
That was it? Okay. Any other old business? Okay, new business. First is Park Committee's request to appoint a new member. Would you like to?
Drew DePalma, he actually used to be on the Environmental Open Space Commission, and... great member there until he had a family. I guess his kids are a little grown up and he can contribute to the town a little more. And so we look forward to seeing him back and being involved as a volunteer. So I'd love to see him back.
So we will appoint Drew DePalma to the Park Committee. I believe there are two vacant positions and he will fill one of them. Is there a motion to endorse that, I guess?
I'll make a motion to endorse the Drew DePalma being appointed to the Park Committee.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next is the police chief's purchase two Motorola radios. Again, the liaison to police.
Yes, he's just needed more equipment for the patrol vehicles, just because they're keeping more
and just this obviously more need the more radios. There's nothing more to that.
So in the amount of $2,101.06 from M&W Communications, equipment for two new patrol vehicles with radios.
Make a motion to approve the purchase.
Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next is police chief's request to purchase Power DMS Pro Base with a license and training.
So this is a software. Basically allows them to communicate better amongst the officers about items that are, you know, road closures and just general police activities. So it can, it's a way for them to keep track of it. Think of it kind of like Microsoft Teams for police, you know, kind of thing. It gives them an interface to put data up there for them to utilize and communicate. And this is basically the implementation of it on the machine, all our computers. It also coordinates with all the officers that we're going to have with the schools. So the procedures and everything for the schools are going to be in there. A big thing they'll be able to put in there is like the floor plans of the schools, the blueprints, so they can be familiar with it when they roll up, you know, on a call. They all that's right in front of them on their computer. They don't have to have a separate command center. Every car essentially is then a command center because they have all that data at their fingertips. And then it's the ongoing licensing and training on it. And then there's a yearly licensing fee, some of which would be split with the costs that would be incurred by the specials that are at the schools.
So the total amount is $3,446.25 for Power DMS. Is there any other discussion?
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And the next item is titled Eastern Concrete Materials Incorporated, Glen Gardner Quarry. We were advised by the town of Glen Gardner, the borough of Glen Gardner, that the quarry, and for those of you who don't know, the quarry... the committee has the information, is about 21 acres in the borough of Glen Gardner and 35 acres in the township of in Lebanon Township. Most of the activity, the production, the road crush, the crusher, the scale is on the Glen Gardner side. Most of the mining and one washing facility is on the Lebanon Township side. So they've applied for a use variance to Glen Gardner. They have a land use board, a combined land use board. Asking related to a highway project out on 78 in the coming year or so, to where they're going to move back, I think, out near Jugtown Mountain, some of the rock walls where the rocks fall in the road, they're going to move those back, and they want to bring rock from that project, crush it at this quarry, and then send it out as gravel. That requires a use variance for the Glen Gardner part of things. Because it is a big concern, and you know, there are potential issues and concerns to our township, I thought it was important for us to monitor what's going on there. Right now there's no business, there's no variance, there's no applications to Lebanon Township, but I wanted to propose a subcommittee of this committee to monitor it. I've discussed with the planning board chairman that he would add personnel to that subcommittee, and that group would just monitor what's going on in case something does change and it comes to us. I'm asking for volunteers who would like to be on that subcommittee.
I'd like to volunteer.
Years ago, some of this came before us, Tom, party
yes.
members.
Different,
and,
a different, whole different.
Yeah, a lot
more
different.
Involvement
so,
with the township.
So definitely, planning board needs to be involved. You know, we're talking variances and stuff.
Mm-hmm. By the way, if a variance came to us, it would come to our Board of Adjustment, and so they won't be involved so that they won't get prejudiced if a request comes to us.
Right.
So planning board and this...
So the variance that they're seeking with Glen Gardner is bringing in this material from another site into this site. The crusher remains the same.
It's the same crusher, but...
Same height, same...
I believe the use that Glen Gardner gave them was to crush rock mined in that quarry. And so to bring rock in and crush it requires a variance, use variance, temporary use variance. It's for about 18 months.
Right, I read that. Okay.
I guess where we kind of got stuck years ago was we're trying to edge ourselves towards the reclaiming of this quarry for mostly safety reasons later.
Correct.
Was our
well, they were trying to do a land swap with the...
Yeah, that's...
Well, they were trying to do that too, but still...
Yeah, to be able to dig further
our
in,
concern was
they were trying to do a land swap with preserved land.
As a quarry.
So would anyone else like to be on that subcommittee?
I'll do it.
Okay.
With everything.
And since it both of you are, on the planning board. Okay, so is there a motion to approve Ms. Kohler and Mr. Wunder as...
I'll make that motion.
A second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 So what do we do next?
Be in touch with Gary McQueen and...
Well, that'll work perfect for us.
Right.
Yeah. Be in touch with Glenn Gardner to figure out when they're next. I think it was late October they had the next meeting. My understanding is their application hasn't been deemed complete yet, so I don't know if they've actually scheduled public hearings or any actual information. Okay. Unless anyone has any other new business, which takes us to presentation of vouchers.
I have none. Oops, sorry.
I have one for ATD Highway Products for some drums and cones. I've got Eastman Concrete for $1,008. Eastern Concrete Materials for some stone, $1,452.86. I've got one for Garden State Highway Products for $2,322.50 for some design stands and U-channel posts. I've got one for Griffith Allied Trucking for $1,668.24 for some diesel. I've got one for Old Castle Precast Incorporated, $1,690 for an inlet base with knockouts. I've got Warren Materials for $1,961.97 for some asphalt. I've got one for W.E. Timmerman for $1,007.40 for clamps, a bunch of parts for the sleeper. And another one from W.E. Timmerman for $1,710.39 for additional parts for the sleeper. And that's it.
I have another call for.
I've got New Jersey State Health Benefits Plan for the October benefits in the amount of $31,671.63. JCP&L, our master electric account, $1,355.95 for the month of September. Joe Modzelewski, he is our PERC witness. A lot of PERC tests recently in the month of September and end of August. Total of $1,000. Public Employees Retirement System. This is payments to the pension system related to the retro salary increases given to supervisory employees. So this isn't for the CWA contract that we have yet. In total amount of $2,025.03. Third quarter shared administrator service due to Tewksbury, $15,117.60. Verizon Wireless. Oh, I'm sorry, that's under $1,000. That's what I have.
First one is for Griffith Allied Trucking. It's for gasoline for the police, $2,021.88. Next one is for Brockerhoff Environmental Services. This is a preliminary assessment of 6661 Wood Glen Road, approximately 2 acres portion. That's for $2,850. Then Norman J. Goldberg, this was an estate appraisal services for Block 49, Lot 89, for $2,400.
I have one here for the Lebanon Township Fire Department, which is a 2020 annual appropriation, which is the final payment this year of $55,000. I have another one here for Gephardt and Keeper, which is the general services for August, $2,084. And I have Township of Tewksbury, Shared Court, third quarter 2020, $10,051.08. That's all I have.
Was that the one that included the extra money for the fire department?
Yeah.
Okay. 40 on the
fire department. Yeah.
So the
for
total.
The fire department, right? Yes.
Total voucher list $154,314.72. Is there a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve the voucher list.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Takes us to correspondence. First correspondence said to report that Stephen Reese, our township engineer, who was first appointed in 1997, so 23 years as our township engineer, intends to retire effective January 1st, 2021. He has been working with, I'll just read it. I've been training Casey Kosa, a very capable young engineer employed at Bayer Reese Engineering, in the various tasks that have come my way and will continue to come my way through the remainder of the year. It is my hope to leave Lebanon Township in capable hands. To that end, I will be available through 2021 for Casey and for the rest of the Bayer Reese Engineering team, should they need my advice or have any questions. So it's with regret that we accept his – it's not really a resignation. It's that he won't be renewing his contract for services due to retirement. Any comments?
Yeah, I have a the comment is this person a professional engineer, and if not, are we getting a break on the price, the hourly rate?
We're not hiring. We're not. What will happen now is I discussed this also with the planning board chairman. Since the engineer is a little more strategic to the planning board and the board of adjustment, we'll let them decide on who they're going to appoint, and then we'll see if we want to appoint the same person as township engineer or if we want to go separately. But in the next couple of months, we'll. We'll be looking into that. Next, report from Joanne Fasinelli, our recycling coordinator. Report on the paper shredding event that happened on September 5th, 2020. A total of 91 residents, including township files, participated. 1.93 tons of confidential documents were shredded, and this goes into our 2020 recycling tonnage grant report. Then we've got the museum curator's report.
I'm just reading it right now. I'm sorry. I have nothing to add right now.
Okay. Nothing to highlight there. That takes us to the public comment portion of the meeting. Again, I remind those who might want to make a comment, the meeting's recorded, will be posted on the website. Again, I think now you will have to press star 6 to unmute yourself from the system. Is there a motion to open to public comment?
I'll make a motion to open public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if any member of the public would like to make a comment, please identify yourself, the road you live on.
Hi, this is Karen Newman, Voorhees Road.
Yes.
I just wanted to talk about the discussion that you had about the invitation that the Anti-Racism Coalition had sent you. Let me just clarify that we meet two Saturdays a month. One of those meetings we dedicate to learning about racism. Now, we're a small group. Many of us are from Lebanon Township, but there are people in our group from, you know, surrounding areas also. When we came to you guys to talk about revising the resolution a couple of weeks ago or a month ago, some of you indicated that you'd like to learn a little bit more about racism and anti-racism. So we thought that it might be a good idea to invite you to this. We're not an open public group. We're not interested in opening our group to the public. you know, this is just something that we thought you might be interested in. So Bev wants to come. I'm not really sure why she can't. You're not discussing township business. If there are more than two of you that want to come, we do this every month. You know, you can take turns. So as far as your discussion about opening our meeting, we're not going to do that. And as far as us coming to the committee to make a presentation, there's really nothing to present. You know, we pick a resource, a movie, a video, a reading, and we discuss it. We just talk about it. So there's really no, you know, presentation that we could make to you guys. And we do a different, you know, choose a different resource each month. So if you want us to come and talk about the resolution proposal again, that would be fine. But as far as the learning piece of this, there's really nothing, you know, for us to discuss.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you for that clarification. The challenge is that as elected officials, we get sort of trapped by this Open Public Meeting Act. For example, if three of us were very interested in a school board meeting, we can't all go. And if the third one gets there and sees two people, the third can't attend by law. So, you know, a topic like this where really the whole committee is interested and finds it important, we need to coordinate among ourselves who attends. And what we found tonight is that we couldn't coordinate ourselves, so that's why we were going to look for a special meeting to discuss this. I think your clarification, we have to think further now how we participate in this. But let us follow up, and I guess at our next meeting we'll see if we can coordinate ourselves.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Next member of the public who would like to make a comment? Again, *6 if you find...
Hi, Catherine Koch, 186 Raritan River Road.
Hello.
I'm a member of the Historians Committee, and Brian and Tom were going to meet with a subcommittee. Had you met with the subcommittee, and if so, what was the result? We're not having a historians meeting this month because the chairman said there's nothing to discuss. So I was just wondering what was the upshot?
Result was we will be meeting again in the future.
Yeah, I think there's ongoing work and nothing to report.
Nothing to report at this time. We hope to have one or two more meetings and come back to the committee.
I hope you could hear that. Okay.
Yes, I heard that. Thank you.
Thank you. Next member of the public, please identify yourself. Road you live on? Again, *6 if we're not hearing you. Hearing no other member of the public, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. There's nothing that I'm aware of for executive session tonight.
Here's just popped in my mind, and if maybe if Karen Newman's still on the phone, is there a possibility, since it's on Zoom, that they can record it and then send the recording of the Zoom meeting to all of us, since it's strictly just a learning one-way position?
Not a bad point.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I know I interrupted here, but
and I don't know if we want to put her on the spot.
Yeah, I know.
Follow up.
But it's just some of my thought that came to me, a way for us all to be involved and understand it and see where the position is and the learning process and have the information.
I mean, I think we take that as a proposal. I mean, they've got a group that
Karen,
they probably
if you
have
could think about that and however we respond, but that might be something as a possibility.
So it is a possibility. It's something I'd have to discuss with everyone else. The problem is, you know, the whole point of this is to have a discussion, not to listen to us discuss. It's for all of us to discuss.
Yeah.
I'm really not sure why the solution of just you guys rotating through and taking turns coming monthly is not a good one. You know, we could certainly share the resources with you so you could, you know, talk, you know, read them on your own or watch the video on your own or whatever. But as far as the actual meeting on Saturdays, we do the resources ahead of time and then we all get together and talk about them. That's right. What we find to be helpful, the actual discussion. So, you know, I mean, we do this every month. If there are really that many of you that want to come, I mean, two of you could come, right, to each one?
Yeah, maybe rotating through is the right way to do it then.
Yeah,
knowing this now, I mean, that's
a big difference. So when you say rotating through, one person can go 1 month.
Well, two people.
Two people can go whoever.
Yeah.
I mean,
Not if the intent is to have a discussion.
Let me just clarify that the purpose of this is for us all to learn about racism. It's not to debate whether or not racism exists. It's not to debate whether or not it exists where we live.
Right.
It's to learn about it. And the resources that we choose are, you know, resources that many of you, I believe, are probably not familiar with. I wasn't familiar with any of them when I started this several years ago. So it's not a debating session. It's a learning session. If that's something that you guys are interested in, to me it sounds like the best solution is to just take turns. And, you know, maybe you'll come and you'll think it's not for you and you won't want to come again. So.
And that is the reason why I didn't think that the two of you as a leadership team should be going.
Okay.
Because it was clearly a learning session.
Well, okay, thank you. I heard the attorney say it may not be as simple.
Yeah.
So I think maybe next meeting we'll ask the attorney to tell us if we can rotate through or not. Again, I don't want to put him on the spot.
I think we can, now having this additional information, there's a solution. I can't commit to the rotation because you can't design a rotation simply to avoid the act. But now that I have the perspective of the group, I think we can craft a solution to everybody's, I hope, to everybody's satisfaction. If the goal is to get information before the township committee, we can certainly come to a solution. The idea to have an interactive discussion on the topic that affects an item under review, that's what triggers the parameters of the Public Meetings Act. But if it's a matter of conveying information, I think we can
under
figure
review
this out.
We don't talk about things in the township. You know, these are general resources that apply, you know, to the world at large, basically.
Now, I understand, but there is a pending request for action from this governing body, though, also. So, I think.
But they already acted on that. Are you talking about the proposal for the resolution change?
Yes.
They already acted on that. They said no, and we accepted that. We're done with that. As far as I'm concerned,
it sounds like I'm hearing optimism that we'll find a solution. I think we have to miss the October meeting, but I think we'll find a solution. Is what I'm hearing.
Okay, I just want to be clear that we didn't invite you to try to convince you to pass that resolution. That wasn't the purpose at all.
Yeah. And that's I didn't take it that way, and it's clear. I mean, we did state that we were interested in a dialogue. It's obviously, I think what you're sensing is that this is a topic of great importance to more than two of us, which triggers our open public meeting obligation. And so we're trying to find a way for all of us to participate. And it just gets a little complicated, unfortunately. But thank you very much. Thank you and your whole group for the invitation. And we just have to work it out on our side.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other member of the public?
We had closed the digest.